The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's MikeMarty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com. If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
Do you guys have like intro music?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys create that or who created that? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we did the whole new intro.
Editing's so painful.
Yes.
Every little detail.
And we're live.
And we're live.
Let's tune in.
Yo, live's like a new feature. It's definitely under a year.
For Facebook?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, I think it's been on for a little.
It's been around for a while, but I think they, it's just been opened up to the public, I think. Like, they're opening more and more features of it to the public.
Okay.
It's just like they have to, in order to keep up with some of the other social platforms.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's tough to not be able to provide those types of things to other people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think now that the time of the internet, content creators, in the past, like, 3 years-ish, I'd say.
The internet's weird. Like, we all know what internet is, but explain what is internet. Like,
everyone has access to it.
Yeah.
Google or, you know.
Yeah, but what is it? What is this internet thing?
It's a collaboration of thoughts.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it's a collaboration of thoughts and people thinking about things and putting their opinions out there. And you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes people don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So wait for some people to tune in.
Yeah.
All right.
And you guys off. Who do you guys interview typically? People interested in being interviewed?
Friends, up and coming people,
yeah.
Businesses. You know.
Okay.
And then we do a lot, just the two of us, just talking about health, keto,
awesome.
Paleo. You know.
Are you guys on that stuff? The keto diet?
Yeah.
That's like that's a big commitment.
Yeah, that's something I thought was
a weak guess.
Cheers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers, cheers.
Thanks
for coming on.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
What was the first reaction? You didn't try it yet, right? Fucking good, right?
Chris.
Yep. He just DM'd me before, actually. This is Slate. You guys know Sail Away Coffee?
Job well done.
That looks cool.
Sail Away Coffee is like Sail Away Coffee is a local, it's a nitro-infused cold brew. But they're local. They're Long Island.
Yeah.
So every year he makes a holiday blend called Slate Ride.
That's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he used to only have it on tap, but this year he made cans of everything, and then he made the cans of the sleigh ride too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a holiday spice blend. It's pretty good.
Where's he based out of?
Deer Park.
And you can get it in all stores? Or
It's pretty much everywhere, yeah.
Nice. Even franchises?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple. That's a dope picture. Yeah, I was in
Instagram.
Did you see the? Did you see the video?
The sail away video.
The one that the story that I posted, of the sail away. This, I'll have to show it to you after.
Yeah.
James took it.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna do the full video, but he has to resize it. Yeah, I went to Montauk and they were in 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah, Montauk, that's like a totally different
nice
place.
Yeah. We carry it in both of our stores, tap and can, and then there are a bunch. Uncle Giuseppe's, a couple of our own brothers.
Oh, really? How do you guys get
He just got into Whole Foods too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
You guys have a business broker or is just
like, nah, he's a local like, he's a local company, so he won't.
Yeah,
he's,
that's
yeah.
Fucking cool.
How long has he been doing this for?
A couple of years.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Also, is cursing like not cool or no, you look at
you? You can say that. You can say
that. Like, no.
We started this like to pretty much like share our opinions and say whatever we want.
Okay,
yeah. There's no filter in this podcast. Whoever doesn't like what we have to say doesn't have to fucking listen.
Okay.
Do you guys get hate? Like, people just talk shit?
Believe it or not, no.
Okay.
Because even the stuff that we say that like. I mean, I have no filter anyway, just in like life, but it's a lot of people respect that. Like the shit that I post on my Instagram, like some of it, you see what I post. Like, most of it's like very positive and like uplifting, but there are some times where I'll just be like, this is what I fucking feel. So, but like instead of getting like, yo, can't do that, can't say that, that's offensive. I get like, yo, like I respect the fact that you have the balls to say some shit that we all need to hear, but nobody wants to say.
Yeah.
So I actually get like love for that, which is cool, because I, you know, like, but that's true. Same thing on here. We don't have a filter. We fucking talk about whatever we want. So people like that we do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because too many podcasts and too many things they filter themselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, say what you really want to say. Yeah. Otherwise, it's recorded. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
As opposed to, like, just suppressing your own ideologies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth it.
No. That's when people, like, smart enough to notice it, will be like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, if I hear a podcast or watch, like, a video, that's why I make fun of, like, I make videos, but I make fun of YouTube, Instagram influencers.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, it's fake.
There's also ways to disagree with someone.
Saying? Like, that's what it is.
Like, it's
yeah.
You're gonna have to
pull
your shit down.
No. Well, that's what it is. When I disagree with someone, I do it in an educated way. I'm not like, fuck you, you're wrong. I'm like, this is what I feel, let's debate about it. Like, let's have an adult discussion about it.
We throw in our humor. Sound is not quite. It's echoey. Does that sound better?
Yeah, Nadine, let us know. She's the
she's our
go-to.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about CBD again.
We're talking about music.
Yeah, we are.
Alright.
We're here with some special guests tonight.
We got some cool shit here too.
Yeah,
it's the future right there.
Yeah, it is.
See, cannabinoid oil. I feel like people don't say that enough.
No.
It's like CBD. And if you talk to someone, no one's gonna like pause and be like, "Oh, it's CBD."
Yeah.
They're just like, "Oh yeah, that's great." And then you're like, "Do you know what that is?"
Yeah, and it's mostly like, the idea that, but it's you don't know what it is just because you heard of it. So it's good to educate.
Is that echoing?
Yeah.
Is it?
We are.
Let's try this.
Technical difficulties, of course.
That's okay.
It's the CBD. we spilled it on the keyboard and.
You should have seen the technical difficulties we used to deal with in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, when the service would cut out on us mid podcast, we'd be like, "What the fuck?"
All right, guys. See you next time.
Yeah. It's been real. Okay, I guess that's a wrap. All right. Well.
Sorry, fam.
You said you're in two stores. What is your stores?
Mission Nutrition.
Oh, okay.
They're retail stores.
It's like supplements? Or?
Supplements, health foods, alternatives, CBDs, herbal supplements, sports supplements, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
You name it, we carry it.
I consider CBD like an alternative, but one practitioner, she like showed me once, like, it's not an alternative, it's an adjunct. I think she just being a cunt.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
It's like, what? If
it works, if it works for you, it works for you. It doesn't matter what it's classified as.
Yeah.
We pretty much cater to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you're eating a certain way, if you're losing weight, if you're diabetic, if you're whatever. You know, we have sports nutritionists and health coaches on staff, like.
Awesome.
That's me. I'm both. That's why we help
people. Just walk in and they're like, yeah, I'm fat as fuck.
Yeah.
I want to be fat as fuck.
Yeah.
What can you do for me?
Pretty much,
what
yeah.
What can you do?
People coming in looking for like a magic pill.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how people are.
They want the quick fix.
That's it? They're just like, I want to be skinny in 4 hours? Like,
sometimes. Sometimes. We have different people come in for everything. I mean, they have different goals. They have different whatever. Everything. You know, if they want to lose weight, if they want to get healthy, if they want to feel good, have more energy. You know, if they have arthritis, a lot of people come in, I have arthritis.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So we have someone come in, we have people come in for all types of stuff.
But it's just body, like, harm, right? Not harm, but like pain or...
Yeah, sometimes. We're good?
Yeah.
All right, dope.
Sorry, guys.
All right, so you both use CBD. Why do you guys use it?
Well, I use CBD because I was in a car accident. So It's actually like how, like, I even jumped on board with him on his whole, like, training and everything he's doing. When I was in my car accident, he was telling me how CBD, and I knew what CBD was, but he was telling me what it could do for me, like alleviate my pain, so on and so forth. So came over and he brought some of it over, and I did the drops, and he actually had the cream. Don't have it here with us today, but it was this sort of cream you could just rub on, and it just immediately, like, by the time I finished rubbing it in, just my back wasn't bothering me anymore, which is, like, really awesome.
Because,
you know, at the age of 22, like, you know, America has back pain, we all know that, but, like, nobody wants that.
You made it seem like America's a person. Oh, America.
Yeah.
And she's always bitching. Yeah. That old hag.
She most certainly is, and, you know. So it's good to find something that's, like, a good way to combat that. Like, I don't want to do, like, you know, freaking painkillers or something ridiculous like that. You know, like, it's not like I broke my spine in half. I need something to get rid of, like, the pain and, you know, neutralize that.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, completely just shut down my system or, like, you know, have something completely alter my brain.
Exactly,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So rubbing something on my back is much better as opposed to taking, like, a painkiller or something of that variety.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, like, that's why I got into it. I think it's great. You know, and also, you know, because I have trouble sleeping at night, too. So it's a good way, you know, to just help me knock out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps me sleep, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Feel phenomenal in the morning.
Yeah, you wake up. You wake up refreshed in the morning. Yeah.
Except the first time. Waking up.
Yeah.
In the middle of it.
Oh yeah.
Except the first time.
What happened the first time?
I didn't go to sleep.
I stayed wide awake.
Are you sure it was CBD?
Definitely.
You gotta read the labels.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of? What's your favorite way to take it?
I would say rubbing it on my back, but otherwise, the gummies are pretty cool. But yeah, easily rubbing it on my back.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, it was.
That's the one that worked the best.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, if my shoulder hurts, my elbow hurts, whatever you're doing, you know, your knee hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my dad had gout, we rubbed it on. It didn't really help too much, but, like, you know, it definitely alleviated his pose. So, like, you know, gets his mind off it for the time being. You know, my mom has bad knees, helps her out. So that's, like, what stood out the most for me.
Yeah.
Like, that was something that worked for me. It was the most beneficial. So, like, I love the cream the best. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody should go get some CBD cream.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know.
What about you? Why do you use it? Why did you start using it?
I started using it because it also kind of, like, the CBD Einstein was founded. We, like, went to a smoke shop, and then I was, like, I was just there to get, like, a Red Bull. And I was like, hey, try the gummies. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll try your gummies. So I tried it. I go back to the next week. I was like, you guys have a website? They're like, yeah, but we don't deliver. It's like, oh, all right. I can do this in a week. Like, 5 months later, we have a website. But
yeah, yeah.
Now, like, I prefer the oral drops. Like,
okay.
I personally take the 500 milligram. Like, they go up to, like, 3,000. Mm-hmm. But the 500 milligram, like, I do it for the anxiety. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
As a business owner, like, a lot's going on. You got marketing, sales, back end. So you take one of those drops, like, you still got 100 things going on. But now, you can focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. You just feel relaxed.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fun that too.
And then, like, your thoughts are constantly running. You're like, oh, I forgot to do this. I forgot to send out this email. You take one of these bad boys, you're
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know what? I got this under control. Like, it's not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stress yourself out over things you
no.
don't have control over.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
It's like, hey, you called, you followed up, you did everything you could. Like, just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, overthinking, like, fucks people over a lot.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Like, you imagine situations that aren't going to happen, and you're stressing yourself out. You're like, what? Why would this happen? Yeah. And you get the full information, you're like, oh, all right. Well, we're good.
Yeah. Sometimes
like, I overreacted.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to take one step at a time. People hold themselves.
Yeah.
So it's definitely good to find another way around that.
That's awesome.
I mean, you take it for your neck pain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which has been a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it feeling better?
Better than it's been in a long time, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I had a pinched nerve in my neck.
Oh, dude, what's that?
Yeah, and
from what? Just life?
Old martial arts injury.
Oh,
just from like 3-4 years ago, just never healed. And I tried everything. Got new pillows. I spent all this money getting all this new shit. And biggest thing that helped was the CBD.
You know? You do the lotion or the drops?
No, I do the drops. I met a guy the other, a few weeks ago. I was like, he was a cool guy. But
I'm not
I met a guy. I met a guy. So like he was trying. He was selling the drops, the sublingual.
Oh,
yeah.
And he was like, oh, like he didn't realize like I've been teaching people about CBD for over a year. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, cool. Like, he's like, yeah, like you have your. I told him I have a pinched nerve, whatever. Because he asked me, you have any pain, this and that. So he was giving people the sublingual to rub on themselves, which. You can do, but it's not gonna be the same. It's meant for
drops to
he was wasting a lot of it because he was putting full mLs in people's hands.
Like, where did he get this information from?
So
it's like the skin's oily as it is. Just
yeah, and actually ruined one of my shirts because he. Had, so he
I shine good. That
and
way.
I told he's like, oh, what's wrong with your neck? And I told him, and he said, put some of this on, and I went. No, because it's a nerve. I don't care how good your topical is. It's topical. Topical's not getting deep into a nerve or a joint. It's just not. And I told him that. I said, no, like, I don't want to waste your shit. Like, you're selling... He had, like, high dosages with him. I was like, I'm not trying to waste your shit. Like, you can give it to other people, but, like, I'm a big fan of CBD. Like, I wouldn't feel right wasting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not going to help anyway. Like, I don't want to rub that shit on myself if it's not going to help. He's like, want to bet? And I was like... Okay, bro. Like, all right, fine. So I was like, I took a little bit. I rubbed it on myself, and a couple hours later, he was like, "Oh, did it help?" And I went, "No, it didn't."
No.
And now my shirt is stained, and I fucking smell like CBD oil, which I didn't mind, but I told like, and that's the type of information that people are getting.
Yes, the misinformation.
And they're trying to come in, and you know, they're trying to buy sublinguals for. No, sublinguals, like, yes, they're 100% worth every penny, but let's face it, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
They're not cheap to make, which is why they're not cheap to buy. So people are doing that, and they're fucking wasting it by rubbing them down, drowning themselves in it with, like it's fucking lotion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, there's like you said, there's creams for that.
There is creams.
And that's what they're meant for. They're designed and formulated for topical.
Completely different. That's supposed to be digested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's literally the same shit as if you were to take the cream and fucking squeeze it under your tongue. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just not gonna work.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm watching $5.
Yeah. Like,
don't promote that.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes, please don't do that.
And that's the type of information
just,
that like.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
Don't.
Yeah. Disclaimer. Don't do this at all.
Don't eat the CBD.
You didn't think you'd have to tell someone that until they started eating Tide Pods.
Across.
Now it's like you really gotta like dot your eyes.
Yeah.
Your
people are idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the type of information that we're trying to get people away from.
Yeah.
You know, like this guy, I didn't even look at his products because I was like, after he told me that, I was like, all right. I don't even remember his name or his company.
He's just got olive oil.
This is
but honestly, like, I try to explain that to people. CBD is not regulated. I could make CBD on my dining room table, put whatever the fuck I want in it, have someone print me a label. Nobody's going to come knocking at my door and say, is that what's really in there? Because I know people that fucking do that.
Legitimate companies will have lab reports, though.
Legitimate companies can have lab reports, but not all of them.
They are required, but...
Yeah, not all of them do.
Definitely recommended.
It's
definitely highly recommended.
There's a lot of things that are recommended that people don't do.
People don't follow.
But the people... 100%. But in this up-and-coming, CBD companies with legit labels and certs like GMP and lab reports... Those are the companies that are going to stick around when all the other ones get phased out.
Yeah, because it's like, what can I
do? It's the same thing with supplements. They're all unregulated. I know people who make pre-workouts in their fucking basement. Nobody's knocking at their door and saying, hey, is that really what's in there? All you got to do is use a proprietary blend. He doesn't have to tell you how much is in there. He just has to tell you that it's in there. It's the same shit.
Yeah, throw the disclaimer.
You could just mix
up. And supplements like that, pre-workouts and supplements, have been around longer than this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it sucks. It's unfortunate. But that's why companies that are legit with good certs and good all that shit, someone like me who knows what GMP means is going to be like, well, I'm probably going to go with that one opposed to the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the CBD companies are going to start getting phased out as this gets bigger. Mm-hmm. And then the legit companies are going to be the ones to stick around and make money. You know, because a lot of people who are starting to get the education, they're going to look at certs. They're going to look at stickers. They're going to look at labels. They're going to look at where is it from. You know, it can be manufactured in the United States, but if it's fucking sourced from China, if it's sourced and grown from fucking China,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take it. I don't care if it's manufactured. Where the fuck is manufactured? It wasn't from here.
Yeah.
If it's from China, I don't know what happened from there to here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a lot of people are starting to get that education and knowledge that they're going to start respecting and appreciating products like this more.
Yeah, but right now, people don't even know the questions to ask.
Exactly.
And they're just like, what's CBD? I want it. It's like, well, for what?
Yeah.
And the stigma behind it because it's associated
as soon as they hear where it's from. As soon as you hear where it's from,
it's like, oh, you're taking weed.
And then
it's like,
the complete opposites, the stoners who are like, what? I don't get high? It's like, why would I take it?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Don't you have a job?
What's the point of this?
You can't be getting
high. A lot of people have actually been telling me that. They try to say, I tell them what the price is, some people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'll just smoke weed. And I'm like, first of all, that's not how it works. Second of all, your shitty drug dealer, like, corner fucking weed is not, even a medical-grade marijuana, you're not getting full-spectrum CBD out of medical-grade marijuana.
No.
And not to mention, you're going to, like, the corner fucking wherever, and if you're a fucking drug dealer and you're buying weed, and it's like, there are two separate things.
To buy some shitty drugs.
Yeah, like, they're two separate things.
And even if you do that, you don't have to cancel out the CBD portion of it. Like, exactly, CBD's concentrated. It's like, I know people who smoke weed and use CBD.
And use CBD,
enhance, like, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So, like, It's silly to just, like, cancel out something else entirely because, oh, I can get it from that.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, I just had a...
well, that's why we started this whole podcast, just because we want to make people more open-minded.
Yeah, aware.
No, that's what it is. People are closed-minded.
My one of my good friends is a physical therapist in Colorado. What's up, Matt? and he said that some of their patients are starting to ask about taking CBD. Mm-hmm. So we had, like, a conversation the other day. I was like, I highly suggest...
My PT asked me about the CBD cream. He said he started using it in his office. I was like, it's a really fucking good idea.
I would highly suggest telling them that if they're curious about it, definitely try it out. Because with the inflammation and, you know, anxiety, for the reducing both of those, it's phenomenal, you know? And it makes you feel great.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't get you high.
I think it's a good idea to for PTs and stuff like that, to massage therapists, physical therapists, to bring that in.
Introduce it.
They use lotions and biofreezes and all that shit anyways. Why not bring a CBD in? Well, they have mentholated CBDs, the creams. They have regular CBD creams. Like, that's it can be, you know, you can use that. Yeah, you can use that type of stuff, you know. Yeah.
So, I told them.
And it would help the PTs because the patients would probably start healing a lot quicker.
Yeah, because there's results and
stuff like that, you know.
There's a dispensary out by him that sells all their own shit, but they're thinking to get into CBD also, and I think they were just curious, you know, like, is it worth it for us to, like, start manufacturing CBD now? I was like,
oh, 100%.
That's like the main question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like really what people start asking
me. Now is the time.
A year ago was the time.
Yeah. Get in. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
we passed it.
2 years from now, if you're not in, like, you wasted your time.
And a lot of people, that's why I see a lot of people starting to make these CBD, not even CBDs, CBD infused things. Because
I just sold it
cheaper to do that.
Yeah, like, that's the place that I had. And then, like, even if they have, like, these CBD bath bombs and, like, that's awesome. Like, you do a crazy workout, you just make like, beat yourself up a bath, you're all sore, just throw it in there.
Yeah.
And, like,
they're infusing CBD with everything now.
Well, there's a place that I go to get Cuban food in the city. And I went, I was just waiting to check out. They had CBD infused cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $14 though. I was like, I'm good.
I went to a place in the city. They had CBD infused drinks.
Yeah, I was curious. I saw it. I was like, cool. Ooh. I was like, do I want to spend like $30 on lunch right now? Just to get a CBD infused cold brew?
I think I'd have to try it, like, at least once.
I'm gonna
Or just add a drop. Like, say you're at a bar, $5 a drop. Like, rather than me carrying this around like a weirdo. Right.
They're gonna have to turn it into, like, you can't bring a bottle of Jack into the bar.
Can
like,
I get
you
Jack
can't
and
bring
Coke?
A CBD.
Can't bring your own CBD.
Jack and Coke.
It's like
with
your coffee, drop,
yeah.
mix, like, come back to it, like.
CBD bottles will be the new flask.
So that's a cool thing too.
Yeah.
You want to drop
it? Whatever the case.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so great too.
Now, you're a business owner. What do you do?
I rap.
fucking cool as shit. Talk about that.
Do it.
You rap. Talk about that.
We could throw out some freestyle if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
What's up, Eileen?
I've been rapping for like almost 8 years now.
Okay.
I started, I believe, it was like 8th grade going into 9th grade that summer. I was listening to a lot of Eminem and a lot of Lil Wayne with my buddy Danny. And I think it was like Love the Way You Lie. It's like that actual song. But like we were just listening to it and like we were just bumping to the beat. And we were like, all right. We just started playing around with it. And, you know, I just kept going and going and writing songs. And, you know, the first couple songs I wrote definitely weren't the best hits, you know. You know, it's just like anything you do. You just keep going at it. You improve.
Eminem's first couple songs fucking blew too, bro. Look at him now, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember I used to, like, have, like,
yeah, our first couple episodes are fucking terrible, bro. Like, yeah, I mean, come on. Everyone's, but that's good shit, though.
I look at some old songs like that.
That's how you learn. That's how you learn.
I used to, like, take computer sheet paper and just, like, draw the lines across it because I didn't have, like, any listening at home.
Yeah.
My brother came over. I'm just, like, writing down this song. He's like, what is that? And it just was, like, titled. And, like, I forget what the song was. But it was, like, one of the first songs I ever wrote. And it was just, like, really funny. But now I've been doing it for a long time. I dropped I think it was 2016 November. I dropped my first mixtape. That's on SoundCloud.
Dope. Where can we find that?
Yeah, you can find that on SoundCloud.com/Mottosphere. That's MOTTOSPHERE. That's cool. Mottosphere. Boom. Put that together.
Dope.
Right now I'm working on another I'm working on another project with my buddy Brian Lane. He's another upcoming artist. He's really good too. We're working on a project. Not releasing the name yet. That should be ready by February, maybe March. We haven't had the deadline yet for that. I'm working on my own personal EP. I'm dropping later in the year. I'm thinking maybe June or July. That's called Don't Sleep On Me. Basically, don't have the cover out yet, but I have like my idea of what I want for it. And more or less, I'm gonna have like I'm gonna have bear with me for a second. I'm gonna have Jigglypuff. I actually like have a couple of rappers just passed out on the floor, and Jigglypuff is gonna be like drawing on their faces.
I like that. I like that.
All these new rappers have all these face tattoos and stuff. Yeah. So it's just gonna be called Don't Sleep On Me, and I'm just gonna be chilling on like the corner, like with my Pokemon hat backwards, like leaning on the wall, like maybe a Pikachu or something. And my Jigglypuff just gonna be like really into the face, you know? Like someone's gonna be fully tatted out, knocked out. Someone's gonna be like halfway done. There's gonna be someone untouched completely.
That's cool. I like that. Jigglypuff's gonna have
like his tongue out, like like trying and focusing.
You and Pikachu fucking sitting there kicking it against the wall. Yeah, I like that.
Just like just hanging out there. Maybe I'll have like a card there or something. Like, you know, if I don't have Pikachu on my shoulder, just have like a card of Pikachu or something.
That's dope. Still deciding. I like it.
Maybe a Dragonite in the air.
What made you want to start making music?
The hate in the world.
Okay.
Honestly, the world's a really sick answer. And honestly, like when I was really young, you know, I still have the same mindset today. But like when I was really young, I just always wondered, like, where does hate come from, and why are people so like mean and hate each other so much?
Damn, yeah.
And you know, like I couldn't really come to an answer right away. So like I was just
it's a complicated question.
You know, it is. And I just decided I want to like just people to be happy. So I want people to come together, like all diversities. You know, we need to unify, like especially in a day and age where like. We divide. You know, like the internet is such a powerful tool.
Yeah.
But like we're using it in the wrong
both ways. Yeah. It's powerful, negative and positive.
So like we can all
it can tear
together.
People apart and it can bring people together.
Exactly. We have like this
nowadays
like right in our hand. Exactly. Yeah, so like I want to try and reverse that. I want to you know because like fight fire fire. I want to use the internet. I want to rap. And
yeah.
I want to give my positive messages across.
Good shit.
Other than that though, I like to like the lyrical grind too. Like I like being punny. I like the heart like the mindset being real with it like. I like, you know, getting at it, like, verbally. It's, like, really awesome. Like, thinking of things that go together, like, consecutively. It's really awesome.
That's fucking
really
awesome.
That's dope, man.
Hell yeah.
I've been going at it for quite some time, and I continue to go forward with it. Other than that, like, my brother, like, he used to be, like, really into it. He was a musician, played piano and everything. I used to show him all my music.
Yeah.
He was really into it, so, like, it's another reason to go forward.
That's awesome.
Did you ever collaborate with your brother? With a little piano on a rap album?
No, unfortunately, we never got the chance.
That's fair.
What,
do you have any cool, dope freestyle that you could drop on us right now?
Yeah.
Just to throw you.
Let's hear it.
Just to throw you on the spot.
It's going to be acapella because none of us know how to beatbox.
Okay.
All right. About as far as I can go.
You can do a simple if you want to.
The beat we could probably make up would probably fuck you up.
Yeah.
So
I'd be like, all right. You need to stop.
I'll do this by myself.
It's like, I got this.
Let's hear some shit. Let's do it.
All right. Look, demons conjuring, so I'm wandering, but the kid wants to make it, he's thick, but he wants to be thin, so I'm looking for a way, but where does it begin? This is a story, he's so sick, like, a pathogen, but they're asking, I don't know if I can see it through the mirror. The objective is there, but I don't see very clear. So if I can make it out, then I'll look for the window, but I want to marry her, but I'd end up a widow, because they can take the shots, but the shots never hit him. He's not specific. Off the Atlantic, not Pacific. Well, I don't know, but I really want to get unspecific with everything I'm saying, and I'm lost in the rhythm. So I fly like a dragon to catch on the wagon. This is how I do it. On the beats, I keep slamming. I'm amazing, and I want to recite the Ten Commandments, but they don't understand it, so I tell them back up. God damn it, like, he isn't with them, so I talk to the devil. Don't grab the metal, but the kid is still a rebel. I grab the katana, and it's never out the sheath. I like to rap, but sometimes I get off beat. They don't know what it means. I'm Master Chief. I like to do this. Your girl's chief. Well, chic. That's what I meant. And I like to make a shriek. That's what happens when we get in the sheets. Well.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you do this shit for hours.
Damn.
You cut him off, he would keep going.
Yeah. I can definitely keep going. Don't get me wrong, I'm a little anxious right now, but.
That was awesome.
Love it. Love it. Well done. Fuck yeah.
Well done, sir.
Love it.
I love
that's dope.
That was solid.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy you actually, like. I'm gonna listen to your shit, and I'm gonna fucking. Promote it.
I would
like,
consider that highly mediocre as opposed to what I'm capable of.
I believe you.
Like, but, I like to rap to beats more or less. Like, acapella, I'd consider like one of my lowest forms, but like, I love to freestyle. It's weird though, because for me to be like, freestyling, and I'm like, but I'm like not the best at acapella, but like, it's interesting. Like, I just need like something to like to just keep my rhythm going, and that's
what that's.
But like, that's why I love freestyling. Also, the beat, like, you know, sometimes it gets like almost like points the way I want to go. So like, if like depending on the mood of the beat, like.
Yeah.
You know, if you got like that upbeat or like that more serious, like it's that storytelling, like,
yeah.
And it just hits there, you like, you get the chill down my spine, I'm just like, boom.
See, I like that though, like, that's the type of music that I'm picky with everything, but music especially. I like that you rap about, like, storytelling shit.
Yeah,
I didn't even listen to any of your legit songs on SoundCloud yet. But I like that because the fucking mumble rap drives me insane.
Oh, dude.
That's another thing that I'm really, really good at making fun of on Instagram.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Because I make fun of it and I tag Hot 97 all the time. And I'm like, yo, get a new DJ because whoever let this play on your fucking radio needs to be fucking fired.
No, absolutely.
That shit makes no sense. I could be famous for that. It's not that hard.
Dude, at the end of the day, it's the beats. You know, those compositions, they sound great. They bang. And, you know, anybody who's, like, not trying to focus on something really hard, like, you hear that and you're like, word, like... And now you're like, you're just in that groove, and that's all it took. All it takes is your foot to tap.
Mm-hmm.
Once your foot taps, you are in it. And that's just that, because you can't lie to yourself and be like, I don't like this. Your foot's tapping.
Yeah. As simple as that sounds, it's fucking true.
It's like, you know? And that's what happens.
It's like when someone's like being grumpy and shit, and they're like, I fucking hate this song. And then they're like,
yeah,
I'm sure you fucking hate this song.
I'm like, I hate mumble rap. But, you know, then I'm like 9 years in at a party, and like some mumble rapper comes on, and we're playing.
Like, oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, I hate this shit. This is my, you know, I'm going to be, but like, at the same time, it's like, but then when like, that's the different, that's what it's for, though. It's for that hype. That's really what it is to it.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's club music. It's the hype people
out
there.
Like, you know, that's what I'm getting from you, and like how I am, like, when I listen to music, I'm sure when you listen to music, you're looking for, like, more in-depth.
Yeah,
you know, like,
well, that's why the people that I really like, that I've been listening to for a while, like, I like more, like, you know the music I like. It's like, hardcore music, like, Amity Affliction, fucking, like, screaming shit.
Okay.
That's my, but I like and appreciate rap, but, like, real rap, like, not the mumble shit. Like, Vinny Paz. Fucking, Diant Word is fucking cool. They're a little bit different of a rap, but I like them.
These are, like, underground people?
Vinny Paz is, like,
Vinny Paz kind of was, but
like
he...
Army of the Pharaohs?
Yeah, Jedi Mind Tricks.
Jedi Mind Tricks.
But him, he raps about, like, not in any of his fucking songs ever that I've ever been listening to him does he rap about bitches, money, or fucking fame.
He's usually just rapping about killing people. Being
he raps about like Illuminati shit.
Yeah, he's got a whole
song
about
he raps like very similar.
It's like that low key.
Yeah,
like, underground.
He raps about like fucking conspiracy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I got a motorcycle
like,
on my gym playlist.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like shit like that.
Comes on, I'm like yes.
Yeah, like shit like that.
The devil though, like you gotta be in the right time.
Yeah,
I just can't be having a good day.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Like, you're having a good day, skip it.
Yeah, yeah. Shit like that is that stuff is cool.
I've been on Chris Webby a lot. Chris Webby's like a
heard,
local
yeah.
rapper.
Yeah.
He's in Connecticut. He's dude. He's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw him live. He's really good.
I gotta
yeah
check
was,
him out. I like the new upcoming like the underground shit.
Yeah, like he's like the best way to describe Chris Webby would be like you know like. almost like Eminem, but like, you know, almost like Slim Shady-ish.
Okay.
Chris Webby was like, he's got that popping vibe though, you know what I'm saying?
He's like a college kid. I don't know how old he is, but he feels like he was a college kid.
Like, he had that college kid vibe at one point, but it eventually, like, he eventually overturned that point, you know?
Well,
I like that. He's a little more older and mature, and his music has, not that his music ever did it before, but like, at least to me, it has like more of an impact, you know, a lot of, he just dropped his song, things called Our Way. That song is really sick.
Yeah.
You know, and that song is a lot about, like, we're going to do it our way, like, and there's a way to get it done. Like,
well, I also like the upcoming underground people, because, like, they can't rap about bitches and money, because they don't have bitches and money. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so, like,
they might have bitches, but
they definitely don't have money.
That's how it started for me. Yeah. I was like, well, what can I rap about?
Yeah. Like, well, that's what's cool. You rap about real life shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, even the mumble rappers, like, the shit they rap about is, like, are they really, like, living and experiencing that, or are they just rapping about it? Like, Instagram, like, are you really that successful, or are you just fucking posting pictures?
Like, even if, like, I'll go get a loan, like, I have a credit, like, and then I can go rap about that stuff, but what does that really mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get your thoughts on, what is it, Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Tekashi 6ix9ine? I mean, I think he is a troll. I think he's just a troll, and he does it.
He looks like one of those.
He looks like a troll.
Remember the little plastic ones with the hair that you used to get to mess up? The little plastic trolls?
Like Underdoors Bridge?
Yes.
That's cool.
He's
going to prison for life.
Yeah, he got fucked.
What happened?
He snitched on himself.
Apparently, he got locked up. Apparently, so yeah, I read this article.
A hard L.
Yeah, I read this article from like a pretty credible source. So he got arrested. He got arrested a few years ago for like something fucking weird, like having sex with an underage girl or something.
Oh, yeah, yes. I remember that.
And then he, I don't know how or why or if he got let off. Obviously, he got let off with something because he was fucking free. So, apparently Treyway is like a gang in New York.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's why he's the king of New York, which I've been in New York. I go to the city almost every week. I've never heard of fucking Treyway and a fucking gang. Like, you know, like, so like, stupid shit like that. Like, I don't care like how fucking hood and gangster you are and hard you are. If you look like that, get the fuck out of my face. So, like, nobody's gonna run up to you looking like that. Like, yo, where you fucking poppers? I'm gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? What's in your fucking mouth? What do you teach that?
I have nothing to lose.
I would definitely be nervous. I'd be like, did you escape?
Are you okay? You need help?
Gave up on life years ago.
It's like, I know the big like, ass circuses in town. Like,
so, like, apparently, from gang activities, they got him for racketeering and a bunch of other shit.
There's been three shootings in the past, like, 4 months in New York.
Midtown Manhattan. That's what I mean about the hate
with, like, music and everything. Like, you have someone who has such a positive, like, not even a positive influence, I'm saying, but like such a like a huge following, and he could post as such a positive influence, but instead he gets locked up, he does this gang stuff, whatever the case, and you know, like, you have younger people, you have the youth looking at that, and some people look at that and they're like, that's the fucking route to take, and it pisses me off. Like,
well, that's been like that since for so long.
But it's like they have the opportunity.
I mean, look at the NWA.
They have the power in their hands.
I mean, you're going back to NWA days now, where it's just like
they wanted to be like that. They were role models, whether they tried to be or not.
I mean, they all
even someone like. Even someone like that, Tekashi 6ix9ine or fucking Cardi B, as much as I have my feelings about them, I actually don't hate Cardi B. She's some of her shit's kind of cool, but like most of it's fucking stupid. Like either way, she's a role model whether she means to be or not.
Right.
Whether she wants to be or not, people look up to her.
Yeah.
People see with girl young girls see her as a fucking role model.
Exactly. Yeah. If she's positive and shit, then like good. Yeah.
But that's why NWA. That's why like fucking Ice Cube took a different route, and now like. Even besides his cool fucking acting and shit, he preaches, don't fucking do the shit that I did because it was fucking dumb, man. Yeah. It could have, my life could have gone a different route.
And that's what happens.
Like, I could have fucking been dead like a lot of my friends, but I didn't. Like, he preaches positivity. He's like, I did it, but like, that's why I can tell you,
Doc
fucking don't.
Dr. Dre only became like the richest fucking rapper in the entire world.
Yeah, but not for rapping.
No, but I mean, he became an extremely smart businessman.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. And that's what it is, though. It's how people. It's how. I talk about this all the time. It's how people are fucking raised.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like Ice Cube said too. It's like their songs are expressing their not even their upbringings, but like their social standards, what they live with.
Yeah.
Like, this is things they live with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, back in the day in the '80s, like even today, 2018, like. people are fucking racist.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Straight up.
They just mask it now.
You know?
They think they're smart enough to hide it. But, like, at the end of the day, people still fucking do that shit.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like...
racism is definitely real, and, like, the best way to face a power like that is to fucking get up and face it and call it out where you see it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, that's something... people are racist, and, you know, racism is something that, like, if you, like, basically, like, you deal with that. You know, and that's something they had to, like, deal with, and music was a way of an outlet.
Yeah.
And people pointing their fingers at you your whole life, telling you this and that, or even that shadow of something chasing you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's something that could haunt you and fuck with your mentality.
Yeah.
So now you're raised in a way of thinking of someone's out to get you, and
yep.
you don't even know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can completely understand, like, how we got where we are today.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, that's why it's, like, with that music, it's, like, it takes walking down the road, like, the wrong path. I just keep being, like, yo, like, here I am today, and, like, I'm glad, like, I am where I am, and, like, I know where I shouldn't have done things,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want you guys to do these things.
Yeah.
But a lot of their songs, too, are them, like, you know, reciprocating the feelings of hatred towards them.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just a cycle that was continuing, and that's where we gotta end it.
Yeah, fuck the police. The music is dope, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Heather. Yeah, they're fucking
dope. Ice Cube's lit, you know?
Yeah,
shout out to Today Was a Good
Day.
That song's fucking
Yeah, that's fucking sick.
You know?
But yeah, we
have to use my OK.
We talk about that with health and shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's how you're thinking about it. How are you brought up with your relationship with food? How are you all, same thing with the role models. You all have the same fucking 24 hours. If Tekashi, whatever the fuck his name is, wanted to use his 24 hours, the same shit that we have, to be a positive influence with such a big following, he could have.
Exactly.
But instead, he used it to fucking do some dumb shit, and now, guess what?
And now
he's going to be fucking in jail.
That's
probably
the
rest of his
life. Negative feelings I have towards him, that's where they are.
Yeah.
I wish he used his, at, like, his source. He has, like, a source of power, in a sense.
Yeah.
I wish he used it for a positive being or meaning.
Yeah.
That goes for so many people.
That goes
you know?
For so many people.
It really does.
Yeah.
But, like, other
so many
than that, like,
people were just, like...
Yeah. But also found it funny that he was throwing the shit out of people, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, on both sides. Like, I didn't find it really funny, but, like...
He just gives zero fucks about life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that someone like that with that mentality, you can't really, you can't fix someone who doesn't want to be fixed.
No,
like a lot of people, they try to sound tough, like, oh, I don't give a fuck, bro.
You can hold the door.
You give a fuck. You know, when you truly, genuinely don't give a fuck about life and shit like that, like, that's when, like, you start doing reckless shit, like killing people.
Yeah.
Because you don't give a fuck, or you're not in the right mind.
It's the absence of what life really means.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
it's like you forget when it's like the absence of bonds. Like,
excuse me.
You need to have bonds with people, you know?
Yeah.
If you're by yourself for a long time, you forget how important it is to have other people
in
your life. Like, you know, like, so I was watching Bleach the other day, you know, their whole thing, they were having a conversation, and the whole thing was basically, like, Rukia and her lieutenant, and how, like, they, like, the bonds you form with people, like, that's a heart we've made, and, like, you know, like, at this point, the relationship we have, there's now a heart there, and how we treat that heart is how we treat each other.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, as silly as it is, I'm drawing this out of a show, but, like, you know, that's a very real, like, life's, like, lesson you can live by, and, like, every relationship you build, like, there's a heart there, and, like, how you treat that heart is very important, and if you don't 100%. Have any relationships, then you don't have a heart, in essence. You know, so
deep,
it's
really?
Like,
that was deep.
I was about to say, I was like, we're getting deep.
But it's fucking true. It's true.
Guys,
connection with people
guys,
is what
we're opening up a
fucking
hotline.
call in.
Free hugs.
Yeah. Free hugs for everybody.
But yeah, that's true though. Connection is what we have.
Yeah.
And the people that do crazy, evil shit are people that lack connection. You're right.
Absolutely.
I was just fucking watching this shit. Someone told me to watch it today.
What?
Evil Genius on Netflix.
Yeah, oh. Yes. You never saw it?
I saw it in passing,
holy
but I never watched
fuck.
It.
What a story.
It was it's about the you remember the pizza bomber with the collar around his neck and
pizza
the fucking pizza delivery guy.
That was in like Canada or somewhere. Or?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
With what's her Majory Deal Armstrong or something.
Yeah,
she's
I think
like,
so.
But she had whatever. You never know the real story, but like this was a documentary about her and she got diagnosed with like she was one of those people who was like fucking highly intelligent, like fucking highly intelligent, but. Didn't have a personality, had a personality disorder, couldn't form connection with people. So, like, she really couldn't do anything good with her intelligence because there was no connection. She had just, like, didn't know what to do with her thoughts. Like, all the therapists diagnosed her with all this shit. And, like, she just went an evil fucking route and used her intelligence to, like, outsmart fucking everybody.
Oh,
like, FBI, ATF, police.
That's
like,
a scary superpower.
But, like, dude, like, that's, like... How does someone... And she looks like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, in the documentary, she looks fucking, like, crazy, like, shit. But that was after, like, years of, like, letting herself go and, like, fucking going crazy.
Yeah, that transformation.
They show younger pictures of her, and she was, like, beautiful. Like, she looked like a fucking movie star.
Yeah.
So, like, she would, like, manipulate people. She was fucked up. But, like, she was, like, from a young age like that. So, it's, like, that goes to show, like, obviously there was more that goes into it, but like the fact that she, I bet you anything, any fucking amount of money, if she was able to connect with other human beings, she probably wouldn't have gone that route, or it wouldn't have gone the fuck that as far as it did.
What if she found it might have still. There's other people.
Like, yeah. So that's what's cool about like connection and like influence. It can go either way, just as powerfully.
Yeah.
If she found a group of other people that she connected with, it could have been 10 times worse than it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it could have went the other way. It's 50-50. That's fucking. I mean, that's
well,
life.
That's
I mean,
like
at the same time too. She
that's like
see someone take it too far and be like, "Oh shit, what am I doing?" So like, I don't know. It's all.
It can go either way.
I think if you're super smart, you lose some of your social shit, and if you're super social, I think you're kind of dumb.
Yeah, honestly, that's
like, I think
thinking about all the
so
people it's
like,
that I know that are
you know,
either or that makes actually it almost lines up perfectly.
Yeah,
like
you
the
know,
people that are super smart
so
are kind of
they're
kind of
like
and like the brain, like if it goes there, it's like intellect, this, that. It's like, you know, it's focusing there. Like when your brain's focusing on like, you know, reaching out and like society, whatever the fuck, you know, like all that other shit that's not basically intellectual. But that doesn't really make sense, but you know, all that other stuff, you know, your brain's like, I think your brain only has so much power. And
yeah.
See that there.
Well, that's a couple of people that I know, they have like Asperger's, like a form of autism on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But Asperger's is very, it's very highly functioning. They are extremely intelligent, have no social skills.
Yeah.
Like they're,
I've seen that a lot. I've seen people
but they're
like have Asperger's and stuff like that, and they can like have perfect like recall and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, they remember what day it was. It was Tuesday, 2004, like, March 9th or whatever. Like, and they're like, yeah, this is what I did, this and that.
But they wouldn't
like,
be able to go on a date because they have no social. But that's what it is. Like, I mean, that's a little different because it's on the spectrum, but that's the same concept.
Yeah, exactly.
Highly fucking intelligent, can fucking sit at a piano or read sheet music after a week, but, like, can't, like, have a normal conversation with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but a lot of people, even without being autistic or have Asperger's or anything, a lot of people are like that. Like, I know people that are very smart, but they just have no fucking social skills. Like, they can't be in a group. Like, you can't invite them out for a drink.
Yeah.
You
know, like, they wouldn't be able to train Krav in a fucking group. They would fucking, they wouldn't know how to function. They just, they're too fucking, almost too smart for their own fucking good, for their own body to handle.
Have you ever seen, like, Elon Musk do the interviews? So, like, dude, sometimes that's how I think.
That's exactly how it is.
Like, he is so freaking
he
smart,
can't even.
But, like, his, even his facial quirks.
His facial,
like,
but he can't. Speak properly.
He's a robot.
Every other word, and like Rogan will ask him a question.
Well, things got to like download in his brain. And
that's what it is. You have to fucking download. So like Rogan will ask him a question. You saw it. Rogan asked him a question, and he just stood there like this, processing.
Yeah.
And then he would go, "Oh well," like in the beginning. Remember when I texted you?
His thought process is like a dial-up modem.
Yeah. But then he actually.
And then somebody picks up, and he's like, "Fuck!" It's like, now I gotta
redo it. He fucking, he touched on it though. He's like, my brain never shuts off. It was fucking like a little depressing, but like, cause my brain does that too. Not to his level, obviously, cause I fucking would be at his level.
You've seen NASA
but
give him
it's a,
shit?
Yeah.
What did they give him shit about?
They were like, it was very inappropriate for smoking weed on the air.
It was, it's
NASA.
They were in California. Elon was even like, well, it's legal, right?
Well,
Rogan was like, yeah, but like shareholders and stockholders.
They took their
and
concerns
shit.
With SpaceX.
Yeah,
and
SpaceX.
That, the fact
yeah.
that it was just like with all like the,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
with the rocket
big.
Ships that have blown
yeah.
up in the past. They're like, is there some negligence
yeah,
going
look.
On with this guy now?
He just built
just,
the case for that.
Yeah,
yeah he's like,
but at the same time, it's like he's Elon Musk.
Yeah,
it doesn't fucking matter.
In any case you build on Elon Musk, he can probably like literally take out every screw of that plan.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
watch it fall. Like,
well, like him too. Like, you know, he even touched on it. He's like, my fucking brain never shuts off. Like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, constantly thinking of shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I have that, like, on a much lower scale, but, like, I explain to people, like, even though my brain works like that, I kind of take it as a positive because that's where all my good ideas come from.
Yeah. I think my
like, it is frustrating sometimes when I'm, like, trying to fucking sleep, but, you know, like, it in that sense, it's, like, your good ideas come from that. Like, all the shit that he fucking invented and created and all the good shit that he's doing for people, like, that came from his brain never... So it's like kind of a negative for him, but he also uses it as a positive for everybody else.
Yeah.
So like that's how he is though.
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking dress fancy. He drives his own fucking cars.
Yeah,
he has
like
an
old
school Jag. Like
yeah.
he just fucking but he wants to do shit for other people. Like he doesn't give a fuck about making money.
That's
if he lost all his fucking money, he wouldn't give a shit.
It's not a flamethrower.
It's not a flamethrower.
It's not a
flamethrower.
It's not a flamethrower.
Did you see the one I tagged you in? You did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tagged you in a while ago, the cartoon one, the Star Trek one.
Yep.
There's this Instagram. It's called the Powerful Joe Rogan.
Okay.
The Powerful Joe Rogan Experience. It's a fan page, but it's a big one, like a good one, that like attracts everyone's attention. And they make, whoever's behind it is a fucking genius. Yeah, they
do a really good job.
They take like little edits out of podcasts and they mash it into a 60-second Instagram thing. And they make it seem like it's something different. Like, I'll show
it's
you.
It's like a conversation that's going on.
That's fucking, like I die laughing at this shit. Like,
so they turn, like, a podcast, a bunch of different podcasts into a 60-second.
Well, they take, like, one episode, and then they kind of, like, take bits and pieces of
it. Yeah, they, like, take, they extract some shit, cool. And they'll put, like, this one.
It's just Elon.
Like, this is from a podcast, but they mash it up with this.
Shout out to the Powerful Joe Rogan. Right. I don't know if there's a copyright thing going on here.
How are you feeling? Very sad. I'm not that good looking and I'm not happy. So I almost suck. Who have you talked to about this? And I've talked to friends. Friends? I'm your friend.
This is awesome.
Yes. Okay then.
This is the best of all this shit.
I'm so depressed now.
That guy is such a fucking freak.
Oh my god.
Is he? I don't even understand. He's like,
Joe, we're using your clip. Sorry.
He's a mess.
No, I'm just kidding. Honey.
But he's funny and silly.
No, he's great. He's awesome. But he's at the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people like that.
Don't make somebody angry. Just chill.
Guys, if you want to watch that video, go to the Powerful Joe Rogan.
Yeah, it's at the Powerful Joe Rogan. It's
on Instagram.
My other favorite one is when they mash up together and that Joe tries to steal Christina P. from Tom Segura.
Yeah.
That
one was good. I like the one that where he goes...
Brendan Schwab's brain.
Yeah, where they want to eat Brendan's brain.
But they edit it to like the facial expressions, like everything.
Yeah, that was really perfect. Yeah, that was perfect.
Whoever's he's fucking awesome. That person, whoever's like behind that, is sick.
Kid.
Yeah,
that's the problem because you know what?
That's some nerd.
All these memes that drive.
That's some nerd.
They're 13-year-olds. You got 13-year-olds making memes.
It's fucking awesome.
We're laughing at them.
It probably is.
Thank you. Thank you, original meme creators.
So how do you guys know each other?
Yeah, how'd you guys meet?
Yeah,
we met.
I moved to Comac in like 10th grade and handball was the
handball
thing to do.
Handball.
Do you have 3 hours of your life to smack a ball at a wall? You can't do that now. You got work.
Yeah.
But back then, all you had was that wall, a ball, and time.
Yeah, it's very true.
Dude, so much things have happened at that handball court. Like, like we used to play doubles. We used to be at the Senior Park in East Northport. We used to have four walls there.
Yeah.
And, they had two walls actually. Walls have two sides.
Yes.
we're getting
Wait
something.
A second.
This guy's on to something.
Yeah, see, I can hold up a conversation, but I'm not sure. So, see the social intelligent thing coming into play.
But handball is kids don't go outside.
The kids don't go outside.
There's a big handball following in Whitestone.
Yeah, you gotta go, into the city.
Yeah, now you have to, go there.
Suburbs,
and, and they're, die hard with the handball, though. We're young kids.
We had a rule. The bounce is twice under the legs.
Like the double under, and I don't know how people feel about that. A lot of people hate it. I thought, it gave the game so much more fun. Because it would chill the shot, you would just double under. But, it also created, a genre of lazy players. Because it'd be a lot of people who just hung out back, and it would bounce high twice. And they're, all the way in the back court doing double under. It was, at that point, dude, just hit the fucking ball. So, it created, this gap. And people were if you can't do double, it was either, you can't do double unders, then you're not good. Or if all you do is double unders, then you're not good. So, I got to the point where we'd play people on singles, and you would smack them without double unders. And then you'd be like, can we play double unders now?
And you play, real rules.
Yeah. So, you play by their rules, which is tough.
Because so, you hustle the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
You hustle them.
I pretty much want to play people play for $5, and then those get you. It's like, dude, it's $5. You don't have to cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you the $5.
It's just fine.
It wasn't on the line. It hit the fence.
Someone stole my pocket knife once. I was like, shit, I'm not going to get shanked by my own knife, am I?
No. Yeah. That would be
over
similar.
$5.
So you guys have known each other then for a while?
I would say maybe 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was since I started making music, maybe even a little before that.
And then how'd you guys, meet up? So do you, with the music and the CBD now, do you guys kind of collaborate with?
We've been thinking about doing some collaborations eventually along the lines, maybe even if we get big with everything, do some sort of label at one point or another, but we're still taking it slow right now, but there's definitely been in the works of brainstorming,
okay.
We definitely talked about it, but the conversations haven't gone too far, so to say. We definitely thought about it, you know, it's still interesting to try to combine, like, a company with music. So yeah. Like, I've seen other companies do that, and some do okay and some fail. Like, Hobson left Funk Volume, and part of the reason was because they had the Shake Wake on his website. He literally says, hey, you're, like, one of his ill minds. He's like, what the fuck is that? And you know what? He's kind of right. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, not hating on the Shake Wake. You know, if that's how you do it, then
hey,
goddamn, go for it. But, like, you know, I just say get the Schultz ticket.
Yeah,
I like the motion.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna edit this.
I'm 25% Italian, so like sometimes my hands move.
That's
like,
cool.
Like, sometimes I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
They're just moving.
Like, I'm not 100%, so it's not like configure. Like it's not like, you know, continuous. It's just sometimes.
But the way we got involved with this company, like it was my company, been doing it for like 4 months, and then people slowly started to reach out to me, like, hey, is this your company? Is this your company?
Yeah.
Like, how can I get involved? So I personally hit a pause, like, hey, get involved. We hung out. Hacked the bomb numerous times. And then we had to talk about, like, the benefits of CBD. He's like, I'm actually going to my chiropractor tomorrow. Goes there, tells the doctor. He's like, honestly, I'm interested, but I want to have my own brand. So within 2 weeks, we're creating our own brand. So it's going to be CBD Einstein, our own label and everything.
That's dope.
Totally. So, like, we're trying, like, yeah, people think CBD, they're like, oh, it's weed at smoke shops. Like, no, we're trying to go. It's like, dude, it's healthy. There's benefits, like, we're not doing this because it's fun. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
And where do you get your, I guess?
Well, this is the manufacturer we work with. It's called Silver Laboratories, and it's actually only one of four manufacturers on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's Farmingdale-based. It's, I believe they've been around for like 5 years now.
Okay.
But they're convenient. Like, a lot of big guys, like, I'll call them and try to do business with them. Like, they don't even have the time of day. Like, they're just like, nope. Oh, you want to buy $500,000? Fuck this. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of big companies, like, they don't care about their quality of service because they already have the accounts that they need.
Right, right. And now you have, I guess, what type of CBD products are you selling
now,
with your company?
We have daytime gummies, nighttime gummies.
Okay.
The difference, nighttime have melatonin.
Okay.
But the daytime, they have mostly CBD. There's other oils in there. But the tinctures have been the most... Like the tinctures, most commonly known as oral drops, but they are tinctures. Those kick in like under a minute. Those things are beautiful. Like you're freaking out, you take a drop, really.
Yeah, right. Somebody sit under your tongue. Like, you can feel it.
Right.
Like, you let it sit there for like 10, 15 seconds, and you can literally feel it like under your mouth. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like by the end of a minute, like that's at least what it's like for me. It's like cool. It's like,
and that's like a full body thing. Like
yeah.
The lotion you're really doing, like if you have topical pain,
right.
Like this, just full body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great for going to sleep. You have the Elon Musk syndrome. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Elon can sleep, I can sleep.
Yeah. And then
we should pitch this to Elon.
So the biggest thing I know the biggest thing when people associate CBD is obviously does it get you high, and I know that with CBD has to be like an under
0.3%.
Of THC. How much THC is it under?
There is no THC in
them. THC
yeah.
in them. Okay.
Like one of the businesses, we're in Abbey Road in East Northport, and a wholesaler came in who's pitching products, and then he showed me like the lab report, and it said 0.6 THC. I was like, dude, this is illegal. You'd be selling weed. Like,
yeah.
Like, that goes back to people not knowing, like,
what
questions to ask. They'd be like, oh, he's like, it smells good. I was like, yeah, because he's trying to sell you weed. Like,
yeah.
Like dude, it's from
you're
Colorado.
You're selling
Colorado.
Me actual, you're
yeah.
selling me actual weed.
Yeah.
Not selling me CBD.
It's like, dude, you can't call your weed CBD. Or, have you guys heard of the USA story? So, like, back in, like, the 80s, like, having stuff made in the U.S., it was like, people took pride in that. So, a country in Southeast Asia, they renamed the town USA, USA, so they would say made in the USA, but it was really in Southeast Asia.
I have
Asia,
heard that, yes.
Right? I think that's the most successful scam out there. Like,
that is pretty
good.
That's
I
can respect
us,
that.
Right?
Yeah. That's impressive.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
They probably took them years to be like, what is USA?
Like,
like where is
this a spelling error, or is there another country?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's actually
right.
Kind of impressive. I like that.
I didn't even know about that.
Job well done, USA.
Job well done, USA.
Job well done.
I
want to
meet the guy whose idea that was. What other ideas
do you know the best part was? They're like, this is
Elon Musk.
They're like, he told them like many times, that's not going to work. And he was like, it'll fucking work.
Yeah,
he just got a permit, like, holy shit. That was it. Just the name change.
It's like, this business is real now?
Yeah.
He's probably shocked. Does anyone want to buy a town? USA? 5 million? You can say all the products are made there. Imagine just pitching that. People are probably like, dude, this is... No, get out of here.
Buy USA.
So now, where can people find your CBD gummies and your...
Well, we're in two shops. As I said, the Abbey Road Smoke Shop. So he has a place in East... Well, Northport by the train tracks. And he has a shop in Lindenhurst. But the bulk of our sales, it's e-commerce. That's why the company was built. Like, you just go to CBD Einstein, 4 clicks, and you have a product delivered.
Okay.
By the first quarter of next year, we want a subscription box because people like ourselves who take CBD regularly, like, you don't want to have to be like, oh, shit, I forgot about it. Like, you want the order to be forgotten about, and it's at your door.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Once you have the subscription boxes, like, that's just a game changer.
What are you doing with the subscription boxes? Is it...
It'll be like little, like, X amount of gummies, like different packages.
Okay.
But it just comes monthly. This way you don't have to order it. And you can cancel anytime. It's not like you're locked in.
That's cool.
Get your own products.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
After you customize your order.
The care kit box things are the thing.
Yeah.
That's
a huge
thing.
It's just convenience. Like,
yeah.
Especially with a product like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, subscriptions are big too.
Yes.
A lot of people, they'll be like, oh fuck, like I'm on my last dropper. And then
yeah,
like,
exactly.
And you're like,
you gotta wait 5 to 7 business days for another one. You fucking, you know. So, yeah, I can get that.
What is your, I guess, for pricing wise?
Yeah.
What do you,
right now?
How does it range for your
we're
products?
Pretty much just a little bit. Well, the box we have in, as I said, it's going to be the first quarter. But right now, the products we're currently selling at retail, it's just below the market value. It's not that big of a difference, but. Well, right now we're building out our team. Like, I had interviews yesterday, and we're built on multi-level marketing. So you tell someone and so on, and the product sells itself. It's,
right.
It's not like you're selling encyclopedias. Buy it, like, dude.
And what's the, I guess, for if I want to buy a dropper or a bag, what does the dropper run for? If they go on your site.
These are $74.95.
Okay. Not bad, not bad.
I feel like I was going to do 75, so it was clean, but I kind of like 74.95.
Yeah.
It makes you think about it.
Yeah.
It's almost 74.
There's more silver.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know. That's
well, everyone sees the 99, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
That's not bad.
No,
75, man.
I did 95, though. So
95?
You stand out.
You don't get a penny back.
So you're just like,
no.
Yeah.
Nobody takes that shit back anyway.
Yeah.
Keeps it dropped in, like, the, you know, here you go.
Yeah.
What's your biggest seller?
The biggest seller, the nighttime gummies and the 500 milligrams. But cost effective, like we have the 2,000, like you just take a quarter, and that's pretty much like buying 4 of those for a quarter of the price.
Yeah.
So it's really just about how you really just like dose yourself with it at the end of the day. Because if you're still taking the same bottle, if it's like a different like milligram,
then it's
going to
be, yes,
yeah, you
exactly.
Know,
yes.
You're
same
just
bottles.
Using the same dosage
yeah,
amount. It, you're just going to get more of it in you, so
yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to spend the same amount of time with it. That's why if you get, like, the higher dosages, it's better to, like, take half a drop or, like, you know, a quarter of it as opposed to using the whole vial.
Yeah.
Then, like, sellers come on board, they either make commission or some people, like, the more aggressive ones, they just get wholesale, it's just easier.
Yeah.
Like, we partner with, like, holistic doctors, like, yoga instructors, like, hustlers pretty much, they like to go business to business. I like going business to business. And then once we're in there, we're just like, hey, like, sometimes we just go in there, you don't have to buy our products, we're just like, let's put it on the shelf, it sells. And within that 1 week trial period, we also throw in free digital marketing. Like, hey, if you like our services, we continue with that too. But it's just about building relationships.
Yeah,
like, I'm not trying to be one of those, oh, me too. Like, I want to be, I'm here long term, I have my own product lines created. Like, this isn't just, hey, let's make a few dollars and get
out.
Like, seems like, and I started this to build an empire, but like, the thing is, like, I know cancer patients are taking it, and they, like, the results, like, you feel good afterwards, you're like, holy shit, like, I haven't felt this way in months.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, like, my grandma uses it, like, puts it on her, like, I don't know, I've zero bad, like, reviews so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, the numerous health benefits of CBD is just...
Yeah, it's just, they're insane, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just getting past the negative stigma.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've tried to look for, like, negative effects of CBD. Like, I've scrolled through pages and couldn't do it.
That's like,
I was
like,
where is it?
Negative about it, it's, like, more, like, opinionated than actual factual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like...
Well, that's where usually the negativity comes from, is the people that all just, you know, it's stigmatized towards, like, the weed community.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And people don't realize that actually does a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Even like our dog has separation anxiety, Zeppelin. Like he has, well, Jack does too, but Zeppelin's really bad separation anxiety. Like you give him a little drop to him, he just chills out. Like he's not like, he howls at like like, you know, really bad, especially if my parents go away in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
So, like, you just give him a drop of that, like, at nighttime, like, just, like, he's gone. He just knocks out, like, after a while. Like,
yep.
He's not squeaking his toy. He's not sitting there howling and howling and howling. Like, and he's a shih tzu, so, like, the way his, like, I guess his mouth is set up, it doesn't sound like howling. It sounds like shrieking.
Yeah, so it's that's going to wake you up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, really bad. The neighbors probably think we shank our dog every night.
You might have to, just once.
Yeah. They'll think you're shanking them. Like, we haven't heard a howl in over a week. That's when they'll know.
Like, getting shanked.
Yeah.
Kashi 6ix9ine might be your neighbor. He's fucking killing people.
We don't love shanking. Shout out dogs and shit.
Yeah,
we love dogs.
We don't shank dogs. I love my dog. He's a very lovable creature.
Alright, well. So where can we... What's the name of your company? Where can we find it? And do you have any, like, social media accounts that we can find it at?
Yeah, pretty much all our socials, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just CBD Einstein. You can find our products at CBDEinstein.com. We're in Abbey Road Smoke and Vapor Shop in East Northport and Lindenhurst.
The whole point of, like, the going online part was, as he said in the beginning, like, when he was, like, even had the idea of this and, like, he tried to get it online and couldn't, that's where it kind of snapped. He was like, well, if I can't get yourself online, how easy could it really be? So, like, when he started it and it was like, that's, like, the whole point. We wanted it to be, like, an online type deal. So,
yeah.
Like, no matter where you live, like, we'll get this to you.
It's for the business
person. Yeah, so do you ship, how's your shipping?
Well, we ship to all 50 states.
Okay.
We've shipped to multiple states already, like California, Pennsylvania, Florida.
Because we have a lot of out-of-state listeners, so
yeah.
You know, if they were to buy any, that's good to know.
Yeah,
that's yeah, all 50 states.
Awesome.
So we've had people ask from Canada and, like, Switzerland, we're like, yeah, we're going to stay with the U.S. for now.
Okay.
But we'll get
so
the
it's just U.S.,
enough.
No international.
Yeah,
shipping.
For right
now.
Yeah.
Right now, yes.
All
right,
that's good.
There's, like, a lot of, like, legal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got everything down for the U.S., everything approved by the lawyers.
We think about just, like, renaming, like, our state,
just
like,
do USA,
you know, like maybe
USA.
Switzerland, and then we'll just be like, no, like it was named Switzerland, so we'll
yeah.
Just send it over like that.
Why not?
You know, USA did it.
Yeah, USA, fucking USA.
We need a new USA.
USA,
we're just
gonna again.
Steal USA's idea, and we're just gonna market like we're like, you know, Britain or Switzerland or something.
Yeah,
we'll just spell like one letter off.
Just throw a British flag on your house.
Yeah,
this is Brent, what do you mean?
It's
Brent.
Like that episode of Family Guy.
I'm part
Peter
of Brexit.
Peter's like totally doesn't like. He's like the one house in Quahog who's like not part of the United States.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Be like that.
I also have this very odd idea. I want to be the first CBD company to send CBD to space. So I'm gonna start emailing NASA like on a daily
SpaceX.
Basis.
SpaceX.
Daily basis. I think Elon would be more open to. But I want to just send a care package to the International Space Station. Just to say we did it, like.
Just to say.
I'm
that's
sure.
Kinda, that's dope.
I mean,
like charging $3,000,
like,
hey,
you know, like,
give it to charity. Who gives
yeah.
A shit? Like, I want to do it. Take
yeah.
My money. Like,
fuck yeah,
that's
why
cool.
Not?
Innovation, bro.
Are there
love
laws
it.
In outer space?
And then who
what?
Would be able to say
laws
like?
In outer space?
It's like what differentiates you? It's like I've sent
like,
CBD
what laws
to
are
space.
You by? Are you like by like? You know,
yeah.
Legit.
Laws? Are there laws? It's like international
excuse
waters. Like international
that's a good.
Space.
They're on Mars right now. They could be running around fucking like the Wild West and nobody would get in trouble.
And
yeah.
Russia says he want to try to colonize the moon by 2040, so like you better get on that shit.
Yeah.
I can speak Russian fluently, so.
There you go. You have a fucking.
We're good.
You have
can
it
you
in hand already.
Can you speak Russian fluently? Holy shit.
There you go. That you have the upper hand. You fucking
yeah.
Sell to Russia.
I remember for like 10 years.
Russia,
I
Russia, should be your, Russia should be your first country that you should
sell to. Pujalista.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's a good idea. Alright, so.
Cough.
Is that Russian? Pujalist?
Yeah, that means
please.
Pujalist.
Yeah. I didn't know
if you were putting sounds together. Russian?
No,
that sounds Russian.
No.
Like, it might be Polish or something. I don't know. Like,
and now, where can we find your music?
If you go on soundcloud.com/monosphere, that's SOUNDCLOUD.com, it's MOTTOSPHERE. So it's soundcloud.com/monosphere.
Awesome.
Go listen.
You'll be able to just click my tracks. I got plenty there. I haven't dropped anything recently. It's been about 8 months, but I've been working intently on these two projects. So me and Brownlee are going to drop one in the upcoming months. And, you know, my final project will be coming out in June, July. And hopefully after that, we skyrocket.
Awesome.
Dope. Dope. I like the plan.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Simple plan. I'm just going to stick with it.
Other than that, you got anything else
no.
Coming up? No?
Coming up? Hmm.
Who's the next interview?
I don't know. Might do,
question.
Might do a regular podcast next week.
I think so.
We could set up a we could set up a guest for next week. I don't think anything coming up.
I got nothing that I know of. If anything, it'll be on Instagram.
It will be on Instagram.
It'll be on Instagram.
It will be on Instagram.
Check the grams.
Check the gram. Yeah. It'll be up there.
It will be on Instagram.
Just keep looking.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Dope. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you.
This was awesome.
Yeah.
This
was a lot of fun. On that note,
see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy, world.
Ooh.
Yeah, winging is definitely better than a script.